Hey, Pierce County, the Bear Cave is on the air. It's all things Bears football on ESPN Radio.
Welcome into the Bear Cave, ESPN Radio Coastal Georgia and ESPN Okefenokee. Robbie Ross joined, as always, by Pierce County head football coach Jason Strickland. And coach, 11-0 overall, 1-0 in the playoffs, big win over Windsor Forest on last Friday night, and kind of flipped the script, throwing the football a little bit, more so than you ran it.
Yeah, you know, their defensive front was really good, and we watching them on film really all week long, we felt like that, you know, it was going to be one of those situations that we could be slow trying to grind the ball out, but we felt like there were some things in the passing game that we could really get going, and it's probably as well as we've thrown the football all year, throwing and catching, and it was really from the very beginning. I think we hit Dee Bethea on our first offense possession for a big long touchdown pass. It's about as well as we've executed in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks probably. But it was good to see. It was good to, against Liberty County, we had to kind of get in two tights and just really bang it out and turn it into a holy war type thing. And then last Friday, being able to spread it around through the air a little bit. So it was good to see that we're finding different ways to win, that we're not just kind of glued in one way.
21-7 after the first quarter. How important is it to jump out on an opponent that, you not really up to the same caliber as you, athlete wise or experience wise, and you kind of want to take any hope or thought process that they're going to remain in the game for four quarters away early, because the longer they hang around, the more dangerous they can become and the game can be.
Absolutely, and you see it every week. And I would say probably, Robbie, the biggest difference Friday night was an experience thing. You could see the kids from Windsor had just played so well, and they played it really hard. You could tell they were very well coached by Coach Busby. But it was one of those deals that, our kids fortunately have been in the playoffs and have made some runs over the last couple of years. Exactly what you said. When you're in that situation, you want to start putting doubt in that other sideline as fast as possible. You don't want to do anything to let them get any excitement. They kicked off to us. Coach Boyette, our special teams coordinator, Dee Bethea, opens the game with a 97-yard kick return, and kind of electrified the crowd. But, credit Windsor. They get the ball, and on their opening drive, they go about 6.5 minutes just banging it out 4 and 5 yards at a clip, and go down and tie it up. They kick off to us, and then Dee has the big pass reception that kind of really got us going on really all three phases of the game, and we were able to take kind of the wind out of them once that took place.
We mentioned the passing game. Your quarterback, Bruton, 12 of 16, 223 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. One to Dee Bethea, one to Mr. Piegler, who we talked to a couple of weeks ago on the air. And then John Jones doing what John Jones does, very efficient, 9 carries, 67 yards. That's 7 yards a pop for 2 touchdowns. So kind of business as usual offensively with the names individually. But what I want to say is, you're doing things, and of course the first initial goal is to win the football game, but doing it through the air now has these opposing coaches the remainder of the way going, oh gosh, not only can they run it for 300 yards a game, but now they're passing it for 200 and something yards a game. That's giving these other coaches on Sunday afternoon in their meeting room a lot to think about.
Well, and that's what you're hoping that you can put out there, and folks can see that, hey, they've got multiple ways to move the football. They got multiple folks that can score touchdowns. All 5 of our starting skill guys Friday night scored a touchdown. I thought Jermaine, our quarterback, did a tremendous job of spreading the ball around and getting different guys through the air, checking stuff and into better run plays and making sure that different guys were touching the ball in the run game, and it was just a really good night of being use the word efficient, very efficient, but also our concept of what spread football is, meaning that a lot of different people are involved in touching it, and we're hitting as many areas of the field as we can. And so that's what we're wanting to show. We're wanting to show that we have multiple ways to score, and I thought our guys did maybe the best job we've done all year last Friday night.
And you mentioned the special teams with Deba Thay, had over 200 yards of all-purpose yardage between running the ball, catching the ball, and returning it. That just absolutely sets the tone for the entire game when you can have a big special teams play like that to open things up.
It really does, because it's one of those things that's not really counted on. You don't go in expecting, hey, we're going to get a punt return for a touchdown, or we're going to get a kickoff for a touchdown. But Coach Boyette does such a fantastic job, number one, of scheming and coaching individual techniques with our special teams. But the other thing is just getting our guys excited about playing special teams. And we had two kickoffs that we pinned down inside the 10-yard line that's going to be hitting yardage that folks don't talk about. We did a great job of pressuring the punt to force some shorter punts than what those guys were used to doing. And you go back, Robbie, I mean, we've been very fortunate of how hard our guys have played, and we won the Athlin County game on a blocked extra point. There's just been a lot of variables really all year long to our special teams, and Coach Boyette has just done such a great job of getting us prepared for.
And you mentioned the extra point block against Appling in overtime. I mean, he schemed that out. He saw the scheme that Appling County was using and then shot the young man we talked to a couple of weeks ago right through the gap to block the extra point to win it. So, I mean, the schematics of it is just as important as actually the guys playing hard on special teams as well.
Well, that's the whole thing. And, you know, there's so many times on a Friday night that the folks you're playing, they just want to make sure something bad don't happen on special teams. And Coach Boyette looks at it and says, no, this is a chance for us to score a touchdown. It's a chance for us to change the momentum of the game. It's a chance for us to, you know, really kind of bring a different level of excitement and gain a major advantage. And, you know, one of the things that I look back, and people ask me all the time, you know, what do I think how the game has changed? What's the biggest change over the last 15, 20 years? And I do think kicking game is that. I mean, the kickers have gotten so much better, punters being able to pin the ball down, you know, inside the 10-yard line and things of that sort. But Coach Boyette is about as good as I've ever been around at not just scheming, but being able to teach the techniques and what he demands and requires is that we're going to have time of practice where we can work individual fundamentals of special teams and not just line up and, hey, we got 11 guys that are about to run down on kickoff, and that's how we're going to practice kickoff. Or, hey, we've got 11 guys running down on punt, that's how we're going to practice punt. I mean, he takes out individual time during practice to work techniques and of what he's wanting to accomplish. And, man, it has really paid huge dividends, really over the last 2 years, but certainly this year.
All right, we'll come back and talk about Jackson, the round two opponent for Pierce County after this. You're listening to the Bear Cave, ESPN Radio Coastal Georgia, and ESPN Okefenokee.
Back to the Bear Cave on ESPN Radio.
Welcome back to the Bear Cave, ESPN Radio Coastal Georgia, and ESPN Okefenokee. Robbie Ross joined now by Pierce County junior offensive lineman, left tackle to be more specific, Avery Jernigan. Avery, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
First off, talk about this junior season of yours. Playing a lot of great football on the offensive side of the ball, scoring a lot of points, 11-0, and now in the Sweet 16 of the Class AAA playoffs. Been quite a spectacular year so far for you guys.
Yes, sir. It's been a good ride. We were blessed. So we won the region championship, which was kind of our first goal for the season. That game topped off a 10-0 regular season. So it's been a good regular season, a good first round. Now we're just looking forward to being 1-0 after every week from here till the end.
Talk about the regular season a little bit. The first seven games, really, our first six games, were kind of walks in the park, blowout, so to speak. And then you get to the Appling County game, and you get to the Tattnall County game, and you get to Liberty County game, and you kind of got to battle back, at least in those last two, at least, where you came from behind against Appling County and then blocked an extra point to win it. And then, of course, the Liberty County game where you won the region championship down at halftime. Talk us through the early part of the season where it was kind of easy, and then it got tougher as the season concluded at the regular season.
Right. At the beginning, we were able to kind of handle our business with a few games, kind of get out to an early lead. But the last two games, those were, in my opinion, those were the two most exciting. With the Appling game, we knew that one was going to be a fight. So we end up in overtime and block the field goal. Probably the most exciting game I've ever seen. And then Liberty, we knew that was for the region championship, high stakes. We knew they were coming in. They were trying to win their third in a row, so we knew we were going to get their best shot. They jump out to a 19-point lead at halftime. So we have to battle back, score with, I think, 53 seconds left to go ahead. That's the first time we led all game. So those were two very, very exciting games.
As an offensive lineman in that Liberty County game, I know things kind of opened up in the second half, running the football for John Jones. After that first touchdown that he scored in the second half, did you as an offensive lineman say, hey, coach, we got this. We can push them off the ball and we can run to a championship?
Right. That at halftime, we came in and that was kind of the thing at halftime. We were going to change from – We decided we were gonna pound the ball, and that's how we were gonna eventually win. So at halftime, that's when the change really happened with us as an offensive line and with the coaches. We just decided that we were gonna run the ball down their throat, and that's how we were gonna be successful the second half of that game.
In the second half, after you started pounding it down their throat and running the ball at will, did you sense a change of attitude, or can you feel that change of attitude in the Liberty County defense? They're like, oh gosh, we're just getting manhandled here.
For sure. When we started laying on them, we could kind of feel them backing down a little bit, and that was the whole goal, to just beat them until they really gave it to us. And that was just, we wanted to just pound it until they eventually quit, and I feel like we did a pretty good job with that.
And winning the region championship, you said, was one of your initial goals, and then you get into the first round of the playoffs, and the last 2 weeks now been practicing in a win or go home mindset. How does your mind change from regular season, knowing you have a couple of games left, to now playing every week as it could be your last game?
Right. The mindset's definitely got to change now in the playoffs. It's got to be much more focused, a lot more attention to detail, just knowing that one slip, one false start, one hold, one missed block could lead to the end of the season. So the attention to detail and just the focus has got to rise now in the playoffs.
Big win over Windsor Forest at home. You have Jackson at home this week. You win again and maybe another home game. How important is it for you and your teammates to play at home in these playoffs?
It's huge, because we got great fans who will, when we got a home playoff game, they're going to fill it up, and they're going to come, and they're going to be loud. So we definitely feel like that helps us. So it's huge whenever we get an extra game at home. That's a big deal, because we know we got fans that'll come and be loud and help us pull it through.
And Avery, you have some offers on the table for, of course, just your junior year, but you have plenty of offers coming in to play college football. Talk about the recruiting process so far. I think coaches can start coming and visiting again after next week. Talk about the recruiting process so far and some of the offers you receive.
Right. My first offer I got was South Carolina, and then Vanderbilt and Louisville, Florida State, Nebraska, and Auburn
have been the other ones. And right now, I've been going up to games pretty much every weekend. But the only communication I can do with them right now is through text. But hopefully, starting here soon, I'll be able to start meeting face to face with them.
And any leader right now for you, or are you just kind of taking it all in right now since it's still kind of early?
Right now, I'd say I have two early leaders with Auburn and South Carolina. I would say they're definitely out in front.
All right, Avery, best of luck this week and the remainder of the season, and thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Anytime.
That's Avery Jernigan, offensive lineman for Pierce County High School, and we'll come back and have more of the Bear Cave on ESPN Radio Coastal Georgia and ESPN Okefenokee.
Now more from the Bear Cave on ESPN.
Welcome back to the Bear Cave, ESPN Radio, Coastal Georgia, ESPN Okefenokee. Robbie Ross joined by Coach Jason Strickland of Pierce County. And, Coach, survive in advance is the topic for the next couple of weeks. You did so against Windsor Forest, and now you're taking on a Jackson team that's 7-4 on the regular season. They moved on. I believe they were the 3 seed, and so they will take on – they beat up 2 seeds, so they've already gone on the road to win a playoff game last week. Talk about the Jackson team coming to town on Friday night.
Very athletic. You know, probably, you know, one of the things that you look at is, I mean, you can take a look at their schedule, extremely battle-tested, playing folks like Peach County, Mary Persons, Westside Macon. I mean, they've had some really good folks on their schedule. Coach Myricks, their head coach, and he and I know each other pretty well. And he's been there, you know, for a while. He's a homegrown guy there. Does a really good job with that program. So they're not going to be intimidated by coming on the road and playing here. They, like you said, they've already won a road playoff game. But, you know, the thing that you see really from those guys, maybe more so than the last couple of weeks, is their multiplicity on offense and you know, the different ways that they try to attack you defensively. And it's you know, they're running spread like a lot of folks, but they do such a good job of really taking advantage of what you're giving them. And they don't get impatient with their play calling. They don't get impatient with what they're trying to do to move the football. A lot of different formations and variations of concepts. So it's a group that does a great job of keeping you on your toes. And you better be able to defend the entire football field because their athleticism can really, really stretch you.
And going on the road in the playoffs is tough. But as we mentioned, they went down to Albany last week and took care of their business there. So, as you said, they're not going to be intimidated coming in to Blackshear on Friday night, but they are going to be maybe a little bit weary, not so much rested as your guys, and playing at home this time of year is such a big factor, whether or not you play well on the road or not.
I think so. I mean, it's one of the things we discussed a little bit last week of just, you know, being familiar with your surroundings and knowing that huge home crowd is standing behind you and, you know, what the locker room situation's like and the space that you're going to have, you know, what the sideline is like. I mean, there's just so much that goes into a football game. And now on the road, when you get there, you've got, you know, 30 or 45 minutes to get all that figured out, try to get you guys comfortable and, you know, how do we make adjustments? What's the sideline situation going to be? What's the halftime situation going to be? And you don't know those things really until you get there. The other thing is it's a 3.5-hour ride, so you do hope that takes a little bit of toll on the traveling team. But I know Coach Marks is going to have his crowd ready. They're going to be excited about an opportunity to advance to the quarterfinals. Our philosophy once we get to the playoffs, and our guys here say it 20 times a day, is, look, we don't have to be the best team in the state Friday night. We just need to be the best team in the stadium. And if we can accomplish that, then, hey, we'll get another opportunity to practice on Monday.
And Coach, you mentioned being able to advance. You get the opportunity to practice on Monday, but also what – coaches around the state that I have dealt with in my career have always focused on, and that's being able to practice on Thanksgiving Day. You know you're having a successful season if you can bring your team together and practice the morning before you send them out to eat turkey and dressing with their family that afternoon.
That's a pretty unique deal, and you know, when that takes place, you're able to look around and know, number one, you're one of the very few programs in the state that are still playing high school football at that time, and it's a chance, you know, really as an entire unit and an entire group to collectively come together and, you know, express what you are thankful for, and take a look at each other and say, you know what, man, this has been a pretty special year. We're getting to practice on the brown grass on Thanksgiving Day, and you're right. I mean, if you want to use a measuring stick, that's a pretty good one. And you know, obviously, it's something that we want to make sure that we're doing. But you know, we want to, you know, the thing that we harp on and focus on is we just want to maximize our potential. If we've got the potential to play 14 games, then let's make sure we do that. If we got the potential to play 12, let's make sure we do that. So, you know, right now we're excited about the opportunity that we got. We felt like we played well in the first round, but we're not satisfied, and we know there's still room for improvement. So we want to make sure that we have a finish out a great week of practice, and then we know we're going to have to go play really well to do the things that we're just talking about, practicing on brown grass on Thanksgiving.
And if you are fortunate enough to win next week, you have a matchup with either Dawson County, the 2 seed out of 8 AAA, or 7 AAA, excuse me, and then Monroe Area, the region champion in 8 AAA. Both would be, if Dawson County wins, of course, the Tigers would come down to Blackshear. If Monroe Area wins, then the GHSA sometime today or tomorrow going to post which half of the bracket won the coin flip, the universal coin flip. So maybe at home, may have to travel up to Monroe Area, which is about a 4-hour drive, but it'd be a nice drive to have. But both those teams, once you get to that point in the final eight, both those teams are going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you mean, obviously, I mean, you start getting down to 8 teams left, and you know, whoever's there is just a really good football team that's going to be well coached. And I don't know a lot about either program. I think both of them have really good quarterbacks. You know, the kid at Monroe is I think he's on verge or already has broken the rushing record, single season rushing record for quarterbacks. And so both of those schools are having really, really good years, and we know either way we'll have our hands full, but we've got to beat a really good Red Devil team Friday night to even have an opportunity to start having conversations about those guys.
And before we wrap up, I would be amiss without mentioning the 2018 cheerleading state champions from Pierce County that took place over the weekend. Congratulations to those Lady Bears, and a nice little beginning to the state championship season for the cheerleader squad.
Tell you what, Amy Nimmer is just unbelievable what she has done with our competition cheerleading program. I think this is 6 titles now that she's won. I mean, it's just incredible. And you watch their work ethic. They're in the weight room. Our strength conditioning coach works those girls out extremely hard. They're passionate about what they do. They're up here all summer working. They put in as much effort as anybody in any sporting event. And Robbie, I also want to add that Kelly Justice, our one-act play coach, our one-act play also won the state championship for the first time in school history on Saturday. So it's been a pretty good week and a really good weekend. Last weekend, we're hoping we can continue the good vibes, hopefully going into this weekend.
Coach, best of luck. Let's get a W and talk about Thanksgiving Day practice.
Appreciate you, Robbie. Thanks, buddy.
That's Coach Jason Strickland. This has been the Bear Cave, ESPN Radio, Coastal Georgia, and ESPN Okie Finokie.
This has been the Bear Cave with all things Pierce County Bear football. Tune in next week on ESPN Radio.